This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
William Wenton and the Luridium Thief by Bobby Pierce. Translated from Norwegian by Tara Chase. For Michelle, had it not been for you, this book would never have been. Victoria Station, London. It was the middle of the morning rush hour. Busy, harried people scurried this way and that, everyone minding their own business. No one noticed an elderly, bearded man running through the hall. He was clutching a brown paper parcel and kept looking behind him, as if he was being chased. He stumbled on a suitcase that someone was wheeling by. It took him a few steps to catch his balance. Then he hurtled down the escalator to the underground. Down on the platform, people were crushed together like lemmings on a cliff. The man pushed his way through and stopped at the far end of the platform. A cool breeze blew out of the tunnel. A train was coming. None of the other travellers noticed the man jump down onto the tracks. The screech of an approaching train could be heard, and the wind whistling through the tunnel made his long beard flap. The old man cast one last look up the platform before he turned and disappeared into the dark tunnel. Chapter 1. 8 years later.